Hey, it's a local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host again today. And my guest today east of here, from the Brighton area, Stacy Corby. Welcome, Stacy.
Thank you, Chris.
And Stacy is the owner and operator of Clear Choice Glass.
That's correct.
Yeah, and so that's kind of cool, you know, that you own the company and you operate it and carry on.
Yeah.
And how long have, you came from Brighton, so you went to Brighton High School.
Southwestern, right? Yep.
Mm-hmm. Or Southwestern.
Yep.
Yeah, not Brighton High School, Southwestern High School. How was that, going to Southwestern?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you like about it? What was the most fun thing about Southwestern High School?
My friends.
Yeah? Yeah. Some good people?
Yes. Good times.
Now, Southwestern, back many, many years ago, like when I was a kid, mm-hmm. Graduating, they had a pretty big enrollment. I mean, there was a lot of kids. They were a lot bigger than where I went to in Calhoun, you know?
Yeah. Yes, they were bigger
like
than
Calhoun. How big was your class?
Oh, my gosh. I really don't know, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
That's crazy that you asked, but I don't know. It was not very big.
Yeah.
Bigger than Calhoun, though.
Yeah. I mean, you had more than 100, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, we had on our class we had the largest freshman class ever, you know, for whatever reason, when we had over 100, you know, a little bit over 100, you know.
Yeah. It was like that's 100, pretty good for them.
10 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was a good class. And we're 50-year reunion coming up this year. Graduated in 1976. So, happy about that. Got a lot of good buddies. And I say you've got a lot of good buddies.
Yeah, I still got friends we're still close from high school.
So, you got out of high school and you went into the workforce.
Correct.
Okay. And you worked different jobs. Any great jobs that you had out of high school?
No, not really.
No. But it set yourself up. You end up going in the glass business.
Correct.
What, 20 years ago? Is that right?
Yeah, it's probably been over 20 years ago.
Yeah. What was that like first getting into it? It was kind of different, huh?
Yeah, I did sales calls, which was different. And I took care of the books, day-to-day operations of it.
Yeah.
And then in 2018, I started my own Clear Choice Glass.
Okay. And you have a daughter?
I have a daughter. She's 24 and engaged.
Oh, what's her name?
Avery.
Avery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What does she do?
She is a paralegal for a law firm in Edwardsville.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. So you got some, you know, she's got some info for you. If you need any info on law, she can help you out a little bit.
Yeah,
like, how should
times.
I word this or mm-hmm. how do I need to make these documents or et cetera?
Yep.
That's nice to have.
I wanted her to go on to law school, but she wouldn't do it.
Oh,
so.
She wouldn't?
No.
Oh. Clear Choice Glass. Now, the kind of the cool thing about Clear Choice, I really don't know. I don't know of another glass business that does this, but you have a mobile glass business. You don't have a storefront.
That's correct.
Yeah. And, of course, before, when you were in business, you had a storefront. So why did you end up going with a non-storefront?
The number of people that would come into our actual storefront was very minimal. Everybody wanted the convenience of us coming to them.
I see.
So it was just the overhead. It was a lot less by doing it mobile, and it's worked out great.
But you still have a place where you got to cut the glass, right?
We have a building that we rent out for deliveries and to get glass ready.
Uh-huh.
But then we will go to the customer.
But the office is home office?
Yes, it's a home office. Yep.
Okay. And I understand you have, in your glass business, you have two different areas that you cover, right?
Correct. We have residential. So we do like window replacements, the glass in the windows.
Right. Not the frame.
Not the frame itself, but the double pane, single pane, whatever you have. We can also do mirrors. We do screen repairs and replacements.
Uh-huh.
And we will actually come to your house and pick up your screens, take them to the shop and do them and take them back to you.
Oh, that's convenient.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be the local lumber yard used to be able to do that. Mm. They don't do it anymore.
Yeah. You know? They refer stuff to us sometimes. Yeah.
And I've actually tried to do some screens. I've done a few screens for myself, mm-hmm. you know. And it is kind of a hassle. It's a hassle to do it for sure. So.
Yeah, but that's a convenience. So it's worked out really well.
Yeah. And if someone, you know, if you get your glass broken, like a baseball mm-hmm. goes through it, you mm-hmm. know, or a rock, you're mowing the lawn, a rock goes through it, you can just come, you'll take some measurements, come back. What's the time span usually to cut and get back to somebody?
Well, if we're cutting it.
Or I don't know. I don't.
If we have to order it, it could be, you know, 3 or 4 days. Depends on when we get our deliveries.
That's pretty quick.
If we cut it ourselves, a day.
Okay. All right. And in that operation, it's almost like you got two businesses going on, right?
Yes.
Okay. In that operation, you have someone taking the calls on it?
We have someone takes calls for auto glass and another person takes the calls for residential glass. Okay.
And that's why you have two different numbers.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, how about a website? Is your website just one website?
Yes, just one website, clearchoiceglassil.com.
Yeah. And if somebody goes to that, then they can go ahead and figure out who they need to call.
Yep. They can figure out who they need to call or they can email. There is a contact us site on there that they can go to and fill it out.
I see. Now, how about with the auto glass? That can be a sticky wicket with auto glass. There's so many different glasses, right?
Right. With these newer cars, you could have 10 different windshields for that car, depending on what options you have in your vehicle. So we have to have the VIN. So when you call and you need a replacement, the first thing we'll ask you is for the VIN. We have a company we use, send it off.
The VIN number.
The VIN number,
which is located, you open up the door and you look on the side of the door. Usually it's there.
There or it's on the dash, like the right-hand side of the dash.
Uh-huh.
Or on your insurance card, it's usually there too.
I see.
So we'll put that in and it comes back with the exact part number. Because we could give you a quote, but when there's 10 different windshields, we never know exactly how much it is.
So you can actually, when they give you over the phone, if you give them the VIN number, they give you the VIN number. They can be on their computer looking it up, and they can come back with a quote then, or it takes a while.
Sometimes they'll come right back with the part number. Sometimes, depending how busy that company is, it may take a little bit. So we'll let you know if we have a quote back then. If not, we'll call you when the part comes back to us.
Okay. You were talking with regards to new windows. You were saying that with these new windows, and I guess we're talking about windshields recalibration. What's that?
The newer cars have a lot of them have what's called Advanced Drive Assist Safety System, or ADAS. It is it's a camera. It's a safety. Keeps you safe while driving the vehicle.
Yeah.
If let's say you get out of the lines, you cross the line, your steering wheel will shake.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Okay. You get too close to a car in front of you, it'll slow you down.
Yes.
So when you not only replace...
It'll slow you down, huh?
Yeah. It'll slow you down. It'll back you off.
Okay.
If...
And this happens from the window.
It's a camera on the rearview mirror or right by the rearview mirror.
Okay, but it go through the window is what it calibrates.
Yeah, well, this camera sees this stuff, and mm-hmm. it keeps you safe when you're driving. When you go to change out the windshield, you could mess up, move the camera a little bit or whatever. So after we replace the windshield, we have to do what's called recalibration. So that all of that'll work.
And this would be just on the front windshield.
Just on the windshield. Yeah, if you do door glass, rear glass, none of that doesn't matter.
Right.
Just the windshield.
Yes.
So once that's done, we will recalibrate it as soon as we're done replacing the windshield mm-hmm. so that all of your safety equipment will work properly.
The electronics just keeps getting more and more and more all the time, isn't it?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Makes everything so difficult.
Exactly.
Yes.
Now, there's two different types of calibration. There's what's called dynamic, which we do, and there's one called static, which are mainly foreign cars. We cannot do those. Those are a different type of setup that we don't have, but we do work with a company that will come to you when we are done.
And recalibrate.
And recalibrate it. Okay. So you never have to leave to have anything done. We come to you.
I see. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Stacy Corby with me. She's with Clear Choice Glass out of Brighton.
Correct.
And she's a owner-operator. And so what do you find, which glass on a car gets broke the most?
Windshields.
Windshields?
Mm-hmm.
And because of what? Rocks?
Rock chips, mainly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I recently broke, I'm talking just a few months ago, and actually I didn't know about you at the time. I didn't know you did windshields. It was the back window of my truck, mm-hmm. and I loaded up a power washer, and sometimes I drive a little goofy, you know, and mm-hmm. I made a quick corner back on a side street going into my shop, and I did, the thing fell over and bashed my back glass. Yeah. And that wasn't cheap.
No. None of it's cheap anymore.
No, because I had the slider and I had this and that in it. Mm-hmm. And what does a front window, like if you're talking about it has the calibration of these new cars, what's it usually cost to replace those?
Anywhere from $500 to $900.
Okay.
With everything, you know, and there's some that are over $1,000. You get the BMWs, the higher end cars,
uh-huh.
they're even more expensive. Kias are expensive.
So when you're driving, to keep, I'm not wanting to take away your business, right? Mm-hmm. But what are some things that people need to think about when they're driving down the road, what they need to be aware of to keep their windshield from getting broke?
I mean, you really can't stop it. You know, the on the highways, the chips, the rocks that the other car, vehicles kick up.
Oh, okay. It's not just a truck hauling rock.
No.
A lot of times.
Well, yeah. And if you see one of those, you need to stay away from them. Definitely.
Yes. Need to get around it fast.
Yes. Yeah. Or something.
Take a different route. Do something. Yeah.
Yeah. Stay away from those. But mainly the rock chips. And there's just no way to avoid them. You know, people kick up rocks and... next thing you know, your windshield's hit.
Well, probably the big thing then is to always keep your distance.
Yes.
From cars.
Yes.
You know,
those rocks will bounce. So.
Yeah.
Bounce for quite a while.
What's the craziest thing you ever heard of as far as like a windshield getting broke? Have anything any crazy?
We had a turkey go through one.
Somebody hit
a turkey. The turkey's was through.
A wild turkey.
Mm-hmm.
It comes buzzing across the road.
Yep. But that's about it. Just your normal stuff.
Mm-hmm. Years ago when the kids were little, you know, I think, you know, they were like 5, 6, and then the others were like, you know, 10 or 11. And I thought, okay, I'm going to teach you guys how to wash a vehicle. We're going to get my truck out here. We're going to wash it. And they're like, all right, great, Dad. We're going to learn to wash a truck. I'm like, okay, so... we got out a bucket, we got soap, we filled it up, and I go, George, go get me that garden hose. Okay, Dad. And he goes get the garden hose, and he's swinging around, and bam, hits my windshield of my truck and cracks it. I go, lesson's over.
Right.
Go do something else. I was like, oh, my gosh. You know?
When you have a chip in your windshield, too, and it gets cold out, you turn your defrost on, that can make it crack out. So that's something to think about.
So what do you do? Don't turn the defrost on right away.
Well,
heat the vehicle up.
Yeah, try not to turn on the defrost if you don't have to, for a little bit. Just heat it up. Another thing is people will, instead of using an ice scraper to get ice or snow off, they'll use a foreign object, and that'll crack your windshield too.
Or how about windshield wipers? Can windshield wipers, I mean, they can damage a window.
Damage it, scratch it, you know, if their windshield wipers need replaced or they're old or whatever. But I've never known of any to break a windshield.
But if it scratches a windshield, can you get the scratch out?
Depends on how deep it is. That we can buff the small ones out. But if it's too deep, there's nothing we can do.
I see. Okay. And I guess, you know, the side glasses, those are probably a little more difficult to do. Got to take the door apart.
Yeah, take the door apart. And we try, when you break your door glass, door pieces of glass will get in between the door. We'll get as much out as we can, but some of it we cannot. You know, you'll have to take it to a body shop or somewhere to have the door taken apart to get all the glass out.
Okay. So you as an operator, have you enjoyed being your own owner operator?
I have. I've enjoyed it.
Any challenges?
Every day is a challenge. You know, owning your own business is not as easy as everyone thinks.
No, it's not easy.
But I do enjoy it. Yeah. I enjoy my customers and my employees. I have 5 employees, 4.5 really.
Yeah.
And I enjoy them all.
What's the half?
I have a little
girl. It's a short person?
Yeah, she's a short person. No, as a young girl helps me out now and then.
And
she does a lot of my social media.
Okay, cool. Well, that's great. Anything, any info that you'd like to share with our listeners about your business? You've been around for a while. You've been in business for 20 years.
Yep.
How long's Clear Choice been around?
Clear Choice has been in business since 2018.
Okay. Yep, you said that earlier, didn't you?
So I just want everyone to know there's other options out there. Auto glass.
Yeah, you know? I won't name any names, but there are companies that have kind of just like taken over.
Yeah.
You know, like the small guy hardly has a chance. I mean, they have just so much coverage as far as like they're blasting you all the time and with commercials.
Right. You know? Yeah. And if you do not get your windshield changed much, a lot of people don't know who to go
to. There's another choice.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Actually, it's Clear Choice.
Yeah. Clearly the best choice.
Clearly the best choice.
Yes.
Is that part of your logo?
Yes. It is. Yep.
All right. And local?
Local, woman-owned. And I mean, we care about our customers. You're not just a number. You know, no one's perfect. We strive for perfection on customer service and workmanship. But if something goes wrong, we will stand behind it and take care of it.
And you come there.
We come to you.
They come to you. And not, you don't necessarily have to take your, you know, like I had to take my car to the place, you know.
Yeah.
Wait around. I had like 2 hours downtime, you know.
Yep.
And
we try to make it as convenient as possible.
Yeah. And probably because you don't have a storefront, you can be pretty competitive, can't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we are usually the lowest, and when people are price shopping, sometimes certain companies, when they're slow, they'll lower their pricing, but normally we are the lowest.
Well, that is the key to business success, is having a lower overhead.
Yes, you're exactly right.
And if you have a lower overhead and you have good products and services, boy, it's hard to beat that.
Yes. I agree.
Well, you know, you might get too busy.
No, never.
All right. Well, Stacy, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Yes. It's been fun. And next time I have an accident with my windows, I will definitely
give you a ring. Please do, Chris. Please do.
Thank you.
Thank you.